My life, take it, it's mine to give. Take it, let me live in you.
It's my first time with these new headsets that I'm using on this device, and sometimes it's hard for me to be able to tell if people can hear me as well as I can hear them. So let's
right.
talk.
Yeah, you're coming to me just fine.
Good. Let's talk about this new collection of songs. You are so busy. I mean, you teach, you go out and do performances, you're doing this called Dear John. How did you get to do this?
The Beatles are such a huge influence on my life, and John was always my favorite Beatle. And, of course, what a tragedy that was 39 years ago when he was murdered.
Absolutely.
And in the mid-80s, Elliot Mintz presented John's Lost Dakota Tapes. We got to hear a lot of these unreleased songs. I just loved them, but, you know, over the years, it's like, boy, you know, they were just recorded on a very cheap cassette, and they were just done with piano or guitar, and of course his vocals, and some of the songs weren't completed. So I just wanted to hear these songs myself. I wanted to hear a band arrangement, and I felt that, well, no one's done it, so I'll do it. Yeah, and that's how it came about. You know, each song, I know John's productions so well and so forth. So like the song you just played, My Life, I tried to make that sound a combination of Double Fantasy, but it also has a bit of the White Album.
Yes, it does.
And every instrument that I used on it was used by, you know, one of the Beatles.
Now, how did you, is it you on everything, or do you have a band that's actually backing you on this?
Well, I play like 20 instruments. I also teach all the instruments that I play. You know, I'm on drums, I'm on bass. A lot of the tunes I used the Hofner bass or the 4001 Rickenbacker bass. And the guitar that I used primarily on this project was the Epiphone Casino. It just sounded so John. So, yeah, that's all me. And the vocals, too.
Well, that part I figured. I heard the backing of the harmonies, I kind of had a feeling that was you on there. But in the process of doing this, how long did it take you to put this together? Because it seemed like you've had just a release, and then you do your Transotica stuff, and you did the stuff about Marlena Dietrich. It seems like, yeah. Do you ever sleep?
You know, I guess I'm a workaholic, and I'm just really motivated. You know what I would do? I knew a lot of these songs anyways, and I knew there were certain songs that I wanted to do, you know, like Whatever Happened To, and She's a Friend of Dorothy's, and of course Now and Then. Once I decided on the song, I recorded them within a week, mixed it, finished it up. The other thing was is that, you know, there's no chord book on any of these songs, except for Girl Old Along With Me, which came out on Milk and Honey. Mm-hmm. So I had to figure all the chords out. Sometimes the toughest thing was to understand the lyrics that John was singing and so forth. So that was the toughest part. And once that got going, you know, I had an idea in my mind that I wanted to make it sound like a particular track. For example, India, beautiful song. I decided I wanted to make that sound like 1963 Beatles. You know, I do a very George Harrison type of lead that he would do. Actually, it's a harmonic lead. You know, the drums were played, I think, the way Ringo would have played it, with a stick. Different ideas came from that. And yes, I do sleep.
India, India,
like I said, with the way you, with everything that you've got going on, it's just a wonder sometimes, because you do put out quite a bit of music in all types of different styles as well. As I said, because just a couple weeks ago, I know it was a while ago when it was released, but your Marlene Dietrich tribute, because you and I spoke about it previously here on the show as well. It just with the teaching and then you do performances out, and I know your students, you go out and with them and they perform as well. No, I was just gonna say with all that, how do you find time to suss these things out to be able to figure out the chord arrangements, and like you said, having to discover what the lyrics were.
It really isn't time consuming to me. I mean, you think about it. This is my 15th album.
Yes.
And I produce other people and so forth. It's really fast for me. You know, even if I write a song, I'll write it, record it, play all the instruments, mix it, and I have it done within a week.
Wow.
While teaching, and while living life. But I basically come out early in the morning, and that's when I work on things and so forth. So, and then, in between classes, I'll have an hour here. I'll start working on it, I hate to tell you this, but I have another album completed for next year.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. Can you give us a little clues to what's involved with it, and what it's?
It's going to be the fourth of the Transotica series, and of course, Transotica is my mythical island where everybody's cool and happy and laid back. But this one, I kind of took it a bit further, combined sitar with dobro guitar, and just went a little bit more out. It's more of a psychedelic version. Each album, I should probably explain, the first album was Welcome to Transotica, which hit number one in a dozen countries, top 10 in over three dozen countries around the world. Then the second album was Return to Transotica. Third album was Escape to Transotica. So you'll have to wait for the next one sometime next year.
Okay, I'm actually, you've got my interest peaked. So I am looking forward to hearing that and to see how they all work together. Now, a couple more things I'd like to know about, if you could, with this particular record, the recording. Is this something that you just sit down and go through in one take, or do you go through and do multiple takes and say, okay, let's mix this way? How do you go about, how does your process work?
Well, the process works like this. Once I decide on the song, I make sure I get every little detail written out, chord-wise, melody-wise, and then from there, generally, I'll play it either on a piano or guitar for this project and use a metronome. From there, I'll start building it up. I'll start adding guitars, and then I'll go over to the drums. And I do what McCartney basically did on Ram, which I think was Denny Sorrell thought it was kind of odd that Paul added his bass later. But I'm hearing it in my head anyway. So,
sure.
I'll go over and do the drums and work that out, then add the bass. And the last things that I actually record are the lead guitar, because I want to get the feel of the music, and then of course the vocals are the very last things that I put on top. And I don't really sit around thinking, gee, I need to do this. As a matter of fact, the song Gone From This Place, which was a song that John played over and over again at the Double Fantasy sessions, I played a sitar guitar on it, and it plays the melody da na 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 na. It plays the melody, and then in the instrumental part, I used the Les Paul guitar to play the lead, and that was actually my warm-up lead, and I'm like, oh, that's good enough. So, like I said, I work very quickly.
It does sound that way. Now, how can somebody get this if they want to look it up and to find you and to be able to find your music?
Yeah, I have a couple of different ways. PamelaDavis.net, and it's on CD Baby. It's on Amazon. I haven't checked. It just came out today, so
mm-hmm.
I'm getting a lot of news. We had a lot of good pre-sales, which was amazing for this. And not surprising, because I think there's a lot of hardcore Lennon fans, and they've messaged me, and they're like, did you do this one? Did you do that one? I'm like, well, if it sells a lot, I'll think about doing a follow-up to it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like I said, it should be on Amazon, over in Germany, over in France, over in Italy. And again, you can find it on cdbaby.com and on pamelaDavis.net.
So there's many, many ways. And I thank you very much. We got one more of your songs here to take us out to the top of the hour.
Right.
And again, how do they get your music?
How do they get the album? Go to PamelaDavis.net. You can purchase it on my website. Go to CD Baby. You can go to Amazon. around the world, etc.
Thank you so much.
John, don't be hard on yourself. Give yourself a break. Life wasn't meant to be run. The race is over, you've won. Dear John, put the TV on. Have yourself a snack. Wash your mother's back and relax. The race is over. You've won. Do 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 do. Hard on yourself. Hey, give yourself a break. Life wasn't meant to be run. The race is over. The TV on. Well, have yourself a snack. Watch your mother's back. Relax. The race is over.